Okay. So this video, I was scrolling through to some Apple news shit. I didn't even know Apple had their own news channel on the iPad, but I stumbled on it and I got on this Kendall Jenner shit. And I got to thinking about the whole thing, like with the topic of who white women will date and why. Probably, and I'm thinking about it more because I'm living in Europe. So, you know, like most women are going to be white that you're going to come across here. And I was really thinking about it. And I thought about like how, like, why do the Jenners always end up, the Jenners or the Kardashians, whatever the fuck you want to call them. They always end up fucking with either black guys or like a white guy who's like super fucking weird or some shit like that. Right. And the reason why is, I mean, this is just common knowledge, like throughout the world, like white women or women who appear to be white. This is going to be a touchy subject because it's just the subject. But I feel like talking about it. Women who are white or women who can appear to be white in public, they will hesitate to fuck with a black guy. Because these women know that once white men find out that they fucked with black guys, their value is going to plummet to the floor. Most of them. And I was also thinking, I don't know which one is worse in a dating market for a woman. I don't know which one is worse for a woman to have done porn or to have fucked or to have a past of fucking black guys. I don't know which one's worse and they're in white woman's demographic. Now, to be clear, the Jenners and the Kardashians, they're not, I mean, they're white. I think they're from Armenia. I don't know how to pronounce it. But Armenia is almost a dirt poor country. Like Armenia is like, because I knew a few girls from Armenia. Armenia is from what they tell me, like is poor as fuck there. So they're essentially like in now you have to think like, I'm only speaking on like worldwide views. So to white, okay, like class, okay, especially in Europe right now, in Europe. If you're in Europe, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because I think some people who watch this are from the UK too. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. Western Europe pretty much looks down on Eastern Europe. Eastern Europe is the poor side, right? So like the white girls on the Czech girls, Polish girls, you know, Ukrainian girls, I don't care how sexy they are, they're from where they're from. So they're gonna be looked at as lesser. You see, because I can't tell you how many times, like when I drive to Germany, I meet somebody and we talk about the cultures. Like, I mean, they like, it's not even like a hidden thing. Like the motherfuckers just flat out look down on these motherfuckers in Eastern Europe, look down on the bitches here. Like they like motherfuckers, like so many stories from guys who like they'll just fly from the UK and they go hit up a brothel because you know, it's just that hypergamy. The hypergamy works out, you know, bad bitches want more money. So UK guys fly to poor countries, fuck all the models and run back to, you know, fat, fucked up women in UK again. You know, it's just how it plays out. But see, the reason why the Jenners can do that shit, the Kardashians can do it. The reason why they go out and fuck you know, they can fuck the whole starting lineup of the goddamn Utah Jazz. Or no, hey, Utah Jazz, what's the team that's all black motherfuckers on? They could just go fuck any starting fucking sports team lineup and you know, and not give a fuck. The reason why they can do it is because they have their own money. They don't have to worry about pleasing anybody anymore. Their name alone from here on, unless they fuck, they would, their name got so popular around the world, they will have to fuck up really bad before they have to start pleasing the man again. That they would have to, like, I'll tell you, they would have to, the Kardashians and Jenners, all of them, they would have to fuck up horrifically bad. I would say, in the reality of it, as far as like the name, they're probably up there with like Michael Jackson. Like his, like Michael Jackson name would get you 50,000 if you said you just knew the motherfucker and you had a story to tell about him. And you go sell to some news channel tonight if it, just because his name, you see. And I think the Kardashians are almost, I say, in woman territory, they're about there. Okay, they're not. I don't think they're on Oprah Winfrey level yet, but they're definitely up there to where like they would have to. I mean, they would have to, like, it's almost like Paris Hilton. Like Paris Hilton even got caught like saying like she finds black guys disgusting and all this shit like that. Like But see, like Paris Hilton, well, see, but that's a whole other topic. But I say they're probably up there with like the Paris Hiltons and, well, what Nicole Richie was when she was with Paris Hilton. Like they would have to, I mean, even when Paris Hilton did that, Paris Hilton still has money. You see, like they, like these bitches got to fuck up hard before they got to worry about like legitimately like pleasing a man again. Like, see, these Jenners, they got their own money. They're not worried about pleasing other men anymore. So because the reality of it is, and I'm not trying to say one guy is better than another guy, white guy's better than Mexican or white or whatever the fuck. Okay, I'm not trying to say that. But what I'm trying to say is it's not a woman's nature to discriminate a man because of, you know, to really discriminate a man because of his ethnic background. It's not in a woman's nature for real to not want to care for a man. It's in woman's nature to want to do it. But see, what happens in a woman is they slowly begin to deduce who has more money, who has more, you know, who has more forms of protection, and they'll start to gear their pussy towards this area. You see what I'm saying? So there's a lot of girls who would not mind fucking black dudes. A lot of girls really want to try fucking black dudes. But the thing is, girls know, like, because they've learned through growing up, they've learned that if they get caught fucking a black guy and it comes out later on, they're always going to be known as the girl who fucked the black guy. There was this girl, she said this quote. She was a video game personality, Jessica Chobot. She said a quote. She said, "If you fuck a goat one time, you'll always be known as a goat fucker." It's the same thing with white women and black men. She probably really meant black men. If you fuck, that's probably where she got that saying from. Because I bet she fucked some black dicks before. I guarantee you, I can just see it in her. That Jessica Chobot, she used to do IGN and she left and went to somewhere else. She got popular. You know what bitches do. She got popular, you know, licking a fucking PSP going, and that got her fucking on. You know, that. So that's how we know her. Well, that's if you like video games, you know who Jessica Chobot is. Or if you like getting video games maybe 5 or 10 years ago, you know who Jessica Chobot is. But yeah, man, because I'm talking to one girl right now. Like, no joke. If I had my phone, I'd actually show you the text. She's in Poland. And she told me flat. She told me up front she has a boyfriend, but they're in an open relationship, and she really wants to try a black guy. And I asked, and I was thinking. Someone told me to ask, like, what does he think about you wanting to fuck a black guy? And it was the same thing. It was he doesn't care if I fuck anybody else, but he just doesn't want me to fuck black guys because he heard that black guys has bigger dicks and blah blah blah. Like, black men are like, seriously, it's from my experience of dealing with the dating market and hanging out with people and talking with people like around the world, it's usually one of the two extremes when it comes to black men. Either, okay, when I'm dealing with white guys, it's usually when we're like legitimately competing in the dating market and shit like that, and you get behind closed doors and start talking about this shit, it's usually one of two things. Either one, these guys secretly want to get fucked by a black dude, or two, they fucking hate ever having to compete with a black guy because it's something that they'll never ever be able to have, no matter what they try. And these are usually the two extremes that I find personally. This is why I'm always a little weird, like when a white guy wants to be my friend, because most times they always end up wanting to like suck my dick or some shit like that. Like, I'm just being real about it like that. So I'm always a little weird. That's not the definition of racism. But so like a part of me does kind of discriminate because it happened so much. Like, while I was growing up, like, the white guy would always want, like if he wanted to be my friend, it was usually because like he wanted to be fucked by a black guy type of thing. Like, and it was like, so I'm also, even now, like when a white guy like talks to me and shit, I'm always a little bit like weird because I don't know if it's coming or when it's going to come or not. Like, no pun intended. but yeah, man, like that's my quick run through. I just wanted to talk about this shit, man, because it really is like, and it's a worldwide thing. It really is. It really is a worldwide thing. Like, I don't know exactly why. Well, I mean, I know why it happened. Because like I said, it's not in a woman's nature to not, it's not in a woman's nature to, what's the word I'm looking for? To reject anyone. It is not in a woman's natural nature to do it. They learn how to do it because they figure if they reject this and reject this and reject this, then that'll put me in with, you know, higher value men. If I reject this, and I say I don't like this and I don't like this, if I just say I don't like it, then better quality men will see that and then I can walk with them. They learn that in time. And see, this is my theory on why women, like when they get older, now all of a sudden they're fucking a lot of black dudes now. Like usually once they get over like 30, 35, like they'll start doing what they actually wanted to do the whole time. Because by this point, every woman is aware of her stock market value in dating, right? They're aware of it. Now, every now and then you may find that one or two who, you know, genuinely doesn't give a fuck, you know, just does whatever the fuck, you know. It's the same thing like with white bitches in porn. They do, it's the same thing. Once they get older, now they're fucking black guys. You see what I'm saying? Like the market for a younger white woman who fucks black guys on camera is a very small market in comparison to the whole fucking market. And there's a reason for that, because women are either told, look, okay, especially in porn, white women are specifically told, if you fuck a black guy on camera, you're going to lose a lot of fucking money. Why? Because white guys don't want to see a black guy fucking a white woman, because it's that jealousy shit that comes in. Because like, okay, perfect example. Like when I was talking to a girl from Poland, I told her to send me send me her favorite porn. And her first response was, will you feel insecure if it's a white man fucking, you know, a white girl, whatever. I said, oh no, I'm like, I'm cool. You see, because that's how she had to approach white men in her life. Because like the white men in her life, some kind of way pushed that on her. That like, look, like this is not cool because it's a black guy fucking, you know, a white woman. And like I said, porn is the same thing. Like any youthful white pre-white woman porn actress, she is told up front. Like if you fuck a black guy on camera, you're gonna lose a lot of fucking money. And that's just the reality. White men on a worldwide average will discard a white woman if she's caught fucking a black guy. Like I said, I don't know which one's worse. I don't know which one's worse. A white woman who did porn and or fucked a black guy in porn, or a woman who just has a past of fucking black guys. And then, you know, she comes across and meets, you know, Dan, who works in the accounting or whatever the fuck. And then he finds out she fucked a black guy before. Like she knows she's going to be discarded. I don't know which one's worse. I don't know which, for the woman, as far as like, you know, woman's path of what she's trying to go after. I don't know which one's worse. Because my friend, another girl, I was hanging out with her yesterday. We're supposed to hang out tomorrow. And we spoke on the whole like dynamic, the whole racial dynamics of the world. Like this is another side topic. This is just my opinion on it. And we talked about it, and she said, yeah, like she looked at me like I was late to the party. But like this coronavirus shit, man, like I feel sorry for Asian men. I really do. I feel sorry for Asian men, because Asian men are like forever kind of stuck in this endless loop of like wanting to fit in with the white population. And it's like, if you look back at history, like the shit explains itself. They thought the Asian men and a lot of Asian population, especially like the whiter complexion, they thought that they were with the white people. And then what happens every time, like they think they're getting in good with the white people, like we're cool. And then the white people, like on a worldwide level, they go, no, you ain't white, get the fuck out of here. And then the Asians end up heartbroken. And then they got to work back up to get back into the world again. And then they're heartbroken because they get kicked out. And this coronavirus shit put a stigma on them. On top of them, keep getting rejected. So now this is, and I knew this shit was going to happen. I knew it. I should have made a fucking video diary of this shit. But I don't like diving into race because I don't want people to think like I walk around thinking this shit 24/7, because I really don't. But when I think about it, I could talk about it for a long time. But then I won't think about it for, you know, another, you know, 3 months or some shit. But like I knew this shit was going to happen in China. I knew it was going to happen. See, because what, like I said earlier, it's like the white people are here, the Asian people are here, and the black people are here. So what happens is, the Asian people, like, especially if their skin's white, they think that they're with white people because their skin is white. They think they're them, but their facial features give away that they're not white. So they'll keep, like, you know, keep working to try to, you know, fit in. And then the white people go, y'all ain't white, get the fuck out of here, and kick their ass out. So they got to like go back, hang around with the black people for a little while. So this is why a lot of Asians know a lot of rap music and shit like that, because they get kicked back out. They get kicked back down the ladder. You see what I'm saying? So then they got to work back up and get back in with the white people. So Asians, they're in this like, if they leave, once they end up in America, they end up in this just identity crisis. They're just in this whole identity crisis. Like, they don't know which side are they, are they the lowest of the low, which is going to be the black people of the world, or do they argue with the high? Or if they're in the middle, then what do we really do in the middle? We don't really know. So they end up in this whole confusion. And I knew this shit was going to happen. I just didn't look into it to verify it. When those Asians, when them Chinese motherfuckers got their heart broke because the world kicked them out. The world made a hatred out of them for that coronavirus. They took it out on them black people, on them Africans in China. Go and Google that shit. They went out and they were kicking out Africans just in the street that were perfectly legal and everything, because they pretty much hoped that they could blame it on black people spreading coronavirus at a faster rate. See, that shit was nothing more than, okay, Asians are pretty much, okay, if you study like American slavery, you know what I'm talking about. Asians are pretty much the house niggers, right? If you study slavery, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, I'll explain it real quick. House niggers were, were usually the lighter complected slaves. Okay, back in American history, like the black people, I mean, there were white slaves in the beginning of slavery too, which that's a whole other topic. In the beginning, white people and black people were slaves. White people had debts they had to pay off, so they went to slavery to pay it off. So if you don't know what a house nigger is, the house nigger was usually the lighter complected slave. He or she usually was a woman. That would get fucked by the slave owner, get raped every night. You know, she was the one who the slave owner maybe liked. Sometimes it'd be a guy. Like if you watch Django Unchained, Samuel Jackson was the house nigger in that. He was the house nigger. He got to stay in the house. You know, he didn't have to go out there and pick cotton. He had like, you know, some authority over the you know, severely undereducated slaves on the field. You know, he'd scream at them, yell at them. And then when he came around the white man, he'd go, oh, yeah. Oh, you're so funny, you slave owner. You know, he would do that. That's pretty much where the Asians are. You see, the Asians are the house niggers of the world, where this is like bluntly fucking speaking. So I'm not trying to say like black people are niggers. But I mean, this is just the context of what I'm trying to explain. The Asians are the house niggers, because like I said, like they can get fucked by Massa. Massa can fuck their bitches. You know what I'm saying? Then they'll employ the men, you know, and they'll even kind of sit down with them at the dinner table and, you know, and have, you know, proper etiquette and all this shit. And the niggers, they can't come in. And like every now and then you find like, one or two niggers out there in the field picking cotton. He can come in and, you know, every now and then he come in and he hit the table. But that's it. But to see the Asians, see the Asians are the house niggers. So see, they're used to sitting down at the table sometimes and eating mashed potatoes and, you know, ordering the black slaves to, you know, go bring me some more salt and pepper, shit like that. But see, like I said, what happened with that house nigger is it happened every time. Go back and watch Django Unchained with Samuel Jackson. It's the house nigger gets too comfortable and then thinks that he's equal to the master, the slave master. And the slave master goes, no, you ain't. Get the fuck out of here. Whack. And then he ends up going out there and he's going, what does that house nigger do? He takes it out on those slaves outside. That's what happens. That's exactly what the fuck China did with the Africans down there right now. That's exactly what the fuck they did. Those Chinese, those house nigger Chinese motherfuckers, they got their heart broke. That's what it was. They got their heart broke two or three times. Like I said, they already get their heart broke now because no matter how much they try, no matter how many eye surgeries they get, no matter how much skin whitening cream they buy, go Google that shit. If you think I'm making this shit up, look up who is the two highest consumers for skin whitening. Well, actually, South Korea. South Africa has a problem with it, too. Parts in Africa have a problem. But Asian countries, they like... no matter how much skin whitening cream they get, no matter how many eye surgeries they get, like the women, they strive to be white women. No matter how much they try, the best they're going to ever do is be a house nigger. And the funny part is, I don't think they genuinely see it. I think they're so like, because see, the thing is with black people around the world. And see, I think this is where like a lot of the, like, I don't want to say jealousy, but I think this is why, this is a big reason why black people are always looked down upon on a worldly average, is because black people have more so accepted it, you know, for the most part. There's still areas where, you know, they do skin whitening cream. Black people are doing that. It still does exist. But for the most part, black people can accept it more. Whereas the Asians, they really like they always have this, like, they always have this aura of feeling betrayed. You see, like even the darker skinned Asian, and one like the ones I come across, they it's like they always have this aura of being betrayed and never really knowing where they fit in. You see, they don't know if they're over here with the white people or over here with the black people. So they're equivalent to the house nigger. Like, yeah, because they can kind of get over here and sit down at the table, but they're not gonna stay there too long. And you get kicked the fuck out. I said, I was talking to her. I got a girl. She's Czech. I was talking to her about this. And she actually went in more detail on it than I did. And opened my eyes. Like, yeah, that is what the fuck happens. Like, and clearly I'm black. So we were talking about, like, on an educated level, like the reality of the fucking tiers of people. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's the reality of the tiers of it. The hierarchy of racism. Who could get away with what? Because the other thing, Spanish men are a close second in the world. Spanish men are close. Black men are the most hated, are the most loved and hated at the same time. And a close second is, from my experience, is Spanish men. Because, yeah, the Spanish men are usually like the close second, because white women can get away with fucking them and not be completely cast out. and it's known that white women, you know, it's known that white women, you know, can definitely find Spanish men attractive. And I'm not saying Spanish men are better than white men or whatever the fuck. I'm just speaking on a core reality of it. White men can, on an overwhelming average, white men can handle a Spanish guy better. But when it's a black guy, see, that's just like the brains just explode. Like, marriages end off that shit. Like, whew. I'm not saying like every single white guy. I'm definitely not saying that, man. I just texted a buddy of mine. Czech buddy of mine. He just got a new job because this coronavirus fucked shit up. I'm not saying every single black guy, but like, when, like, the overwhelming average, this is what it is, okay? Because, I mean, I'm not the average black guy. I'm traveling the fucking world with 4 degrees and, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that. I'm definitely not the average black motherfucker. But like, on the worldly scale, I mean, there are just some common, you know, fucking traits. Africans and African-Americans, we can get far more emotional and angry. Now, I'm not an angry motherfucker, but a lot of black people can. Like, my brother, he fits a lot of those. Like, where I don't fit. I'm not like an angry motherfucker. Or I'm not the type who can get angry and want to fight, and like physically fight and shit. I mean, I can fight, but I don't like to do all that shit. Where my brother, he kind of fills a lot more of those stereotypes than I do. But yeah, I don't know. That's the video. I don't like to talk about race too much, but yeah, I just want to talk about this shit. Because I thought about the Jenners of Kardashians, and they are just like fucking, like, they're a perfect example. Like, they don't have to please a man because their name got so popular, they don't have to please a man. And they don't have to do a lot of work either to get their own money. So they can do a lot of this shit. See, this is why like the bitches and who, if you find, you know, other bitches, like, you know, working class bitches, they got a lot more to lose. Especially if they're a little skinny too, and you know, they're a little sexy. See, working class bitches got a lot more to lose because they got to work. So they try to keep that record spotless. They try to keep that record spotless for better potential, for better, like, worldly potential. You know, what's going to look better in the world? They're trying to keep that track record spotless for that population. So, like, this is why I say, like, by the time they start hitting 30, 35, 40 and up, oh, yeah, they'll fuck anything at that point. They don't care. But when they're younger, they try and keep that, they try and keep that record clean. That record of who of what dicks is, because they know, because see, they know Timothy probably isn't going to look highly upon her taking black cock and upper asshole. She's not going to look high. Timothy's not going to like that shit. Now, Timothy may be able to work with Alejandro shoving his cock up her ass. But even then, it's still, because she can spin it off as her just being exotic or, you know, traveling. She could kind of spin off. It depends on the scenario. But I'd say, yeah, it's still not a great look, but it's definitely better in the dating market than that history of fucking black guys. Like, it's fucked up. It's the reality. My ex-wife was white. I fuck white bitches now. But it's the reality. It's the reality of the scenario, man. So if I lean too far any one way, definitely let me know, because I definitely don't mean to sound like you know, just a closeted racist black dude, you know, type shit. So if I lean in any one direction anymore, or if I can explain something maybe a little more in depth, definitely hit me up and let me know. But yeah, I'm out.